It is the source and the summit of our faith, and that is the Holy Eucharist. And coming up on Sunday, June 22nd, we are bringing Christ to a world in need in the streets of Portland for a very special Corpus Christi procession. And joining us this morning on the Morning Blend with all of the details to invite all of the community to join our Archbishop Alexander Sample in this procession, it is our good friend, Father Randy Wong. Good morning, Father Randy. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me.
So the Feast of Corpus Christi, it is coming up June 22nd. First, let's make sure everybody understands what is unique about this Sunday and what does it mean to have the celebration of Corpus Christi?
Yeah, so the Feast of Corpus Christi translates to literally the Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus, right? And as we all know, that is the source and the summit of our faith. That is the source of our salvation. And so this feast is particularly very beautiful because it's originated actually from the 13th century. So it's a very ancient feast. It's not anything that's been, you know, it's new, but it's a very ancient feast that was established in the 13th century by Pope Urban IV. But over the years, right, there's kind of been this devotion of wanting to bring this great love of the Eucharist to the public and to be able to bring to the streets. And so in particular, this year, as we continue to celebrate the Jubilee year, the Year of Hope, as initiated by Pope Francis, Archbishop Sample is inviting all the faithful in the Archdiocese to gather in these four locations within the Archdiocese at the Jubilee sites to process with our Lord into the streets after Mass. And this is a witness to that the Year of Hope is pointed towards Jesus, right? But the hope that we have, the hope that we are wanting to bring to the world, right, is nothing other than our Lord himself, and himself in most present in the Eucharist.
Father Randy, along with that procession, there's quite a bit leading up to that. Kind of give us a little bit of an understanding of the details of the hour. It begins with confession, there's Mass, and then there's this procession, quite literally where Jesus will be taken in the Blessed Sacrament to the streets of Portland. Tell us a little bit about how the day is going to run.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we have multiple locations within the Archdiocese of Portland that will be hosting these kind of diocesan or regional processions. But in particular, at the cathedral, the day will start out with from 1 to 3 o'clock. We'll have confessions. We'll have confessions in different languages, in English and Spanish and Vietnamese, so that people are able to come and go to confession. And then within that time block, we'll have at 2 o'clock Mass with Archbishop at St. Mary's Cathedral in downtown Portland. And then after Mass, immediately after Mass, then we'll have the procession, which will roughly start about around 3:15, 3:30. As all the faithful are encouraged to come to the various sites in the regions and where they're living, but in particular to the cathedral. Brenda, you know, we do have multiple sites of Jubilee within the Archdiocese, where if people were to make a pilgrimage to that site and follow the conditions of being detached from mortal sin, being detached from sin, going to confession and going to Mass, that they receive an indulgence, right, that has been given in this year of Jubilee. But in every diocese, the principal or the main location of pilgrimage for a Jubilee is always the cathedral. And so obviously, you know, the encouragement of the Archbishop is, yes, make it to your regional locations. But if you are able to make it to St. Mary's Cathedral, right, and that is the principal site of Jubilee that has been designated by the Archbishop in this Year of Hope.
Father Randy Wong is joining us this morning. He works with our good friend Monsignor O'Connor in the Office of Divine Worship, joining us today to invite the whole community to join our Archbishop Alexander Sample in this procession. So when we're talking about a procession, and it's quite a wonderful thing because the Blessed Sacrament will be brought in procession along with servers and MCs and the faithful gathered. How far and around will this procession go?
The procession at St. Mary's Cathedral will run about a mile and a half maximum round trip. and which is short compared to the other sites of pilgrimage that are holding processions. But there's something very beautiful about a Eucharistic procession, in that this is our opportunity as Christians, right, to be a witness in a very tangible way to the public. This isn't the first procession we've had in our size. We've had multiple processions for Corpus Christi in years past at the cathedral, you know, and it's fascinating because people often think, oh, you know, there's going to be a lot of protesters and a lot of people against, you know, us protest, you know, us processing in the streets, but quite contrary, you know, I found in the times I've been in the processions that people stop, right? People stop and they look and they're curious. And there's been times where I've seen people kneel on the sidewalk as they're seeing our Lord pass by, right? And that's really the catalyst, right, for this Jubilee year, right, is to bring the hope that the people are wanting to them. And we do that by bringing our Lord to them in a very peaceful, very calm, very reverent way. And the procession will include, you know, our priests, our deacons, our religious brothers and sisters, the lay faithful, you know, and my communication so far, you know, I've reached out to various communities, and you know, there's going to be a lot of people coming out that haven't before, right, from various ethnic communities as well that will be representative. But this is a way for us as a diocese, right, to come together with our archbishop and to bring our faith to the streets, to bring our Lord to the streets. You know, the archbishop has spoken a lot in this past year about this mission renewal that he's wanting to bring about, calling the Holy Spirit to renew us as a diocese. And to be, you know, I think this will be it, right? This will be the kind of pinnacle moment that will bring us together to renew each of our faiths on this great feast of Corpus Christi as we celebrate and adore our Lord in the Eucharist.
So those processions are happening on Sunday, June 22nd, along with the diocesan-wide one at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Portland. There will also be a procession at St. Vincent de Paul in Salem, St. Alice in Springfield, and also Shepherd of the Valley in Central Point. Well, Father Randy, it's great to have you join us today. We appreciate you bringing us all of the information for this special event, for this feast day of Corpus Christi, and of course, to have that invitation from our Archbishop Alexander Sample to join him in bringing Christ to the street. I love how you say that. This is the thing. We talk about evangelization, and this is our opportunity to evangelize and change the face of Portland together. Father Randy, thanks so much for being with us. Before we go today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, as we approach now this great Feast of Corpus Christi, I ask that you send once again in a renewed way as you did at Pentecost to each of our hearts, that we may be open to the promptings in which you desire for us to lead us closer to you. I ask as we prepare for this preparation of this procession that you may provide for the needs that we have, that you may grant us a heart and a mind to be able to reach out to those who are most need your presence in their life. Ask us to Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, and peace to all of us and to those who will be processing with our Lord in Corpus Christi. Father Randy, thank you so very much for your time today.
As always, thank you, Brenda. I hope to see you there.
Can't wait to see you as well. Again, that is Father Randy Wong from the Office of Divine Worship. Now, all of those things, the times and dates are coming up very, very soon. I will be sure to add the information that'll get you right to the webpage of the Archdiocese of Portland, and they have the details as the time of those processions. You'll find those links on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.